Our assumptions about the climate are really based on our experience and what we've measured in the past. And so I think most of us walk around with this idea that the future is going to look like the past and that we know what to expect based on what we've seen before. And it turns out that that isn't realistic, that climate change is already moving along. We've set changes in motion. And for many aspects of our climate that are important to us, within the next handful of decades, we'll be in a situation where what is considered normal then is unlike anything we've seen before.
And how have those assumptions that we have about our climate impacted the way we design and build things?
Assumptions about our climate and what it's going to do or what is normal about it are embedded all around us in everyday life. They're in our choices about where we live and what kind of house we think is appropriate to live in, but they're also embedded in other sort of more deeper ways that we don't always think about. So our water supply systems, right, were built to ensure that we have a dependable supply of water all the time, no matter what nature does. Our energy systems are built so that we have a dependable supply of energy no matter what nature does and no matter how much we decide we need that day. We could go on. All kinds of things. Our roads and bridges are designed based on what happened in the past. Engineers are required to look at historical flows to calculate risk to the bridge and design it so that it withstands those. So they've embedded into that bridge design the climate of the past.
I'm speaking with Amy Snover, director of the University of Washington's Climate Impacts Group. We're talking about the relationship between climate and infrastructure. How would climate change impact the types of infrastructure and systems and things that you were mentioning?
Some of the climate change related impacts that sort of matter, that are going to butt up against these embedded assumptions, are things like increasing risks of floods, higher river flows, higher sea levels, changes in how much energy we need to use, because if it's warmer out, there'll be more electricity demand for air conditioning use, other risks to communities in parts of the country that are facing wildfire.
And how can coastal states like Rhode Island and Massachusetts go about kind of preparing our infrastructure and other kind of systems like water system?
So the very first step is to recognize that climate is changing the ground underneath us and that climate impacts will matter to things the state does and the state cares about and the people of these states care about. And so then the next step is to look at the science and say, what are the actual risks? Which parts of our state at risk? When are these risks going to emerge? Because there's a lot of scientific information about how climate change is likely to play out on the ground. We have data and projections that people can use to assess risks. And then the next step is to actually take a hard look at what that means and make decisions about how to respond.
And in your opinion, what is the best way to respond?
I think the best way to respond to the increasing risks that climate change bring is really to have our eyes wide open to those risks, to clearly know them and discuss them and decide as a society how we want to deal with them. Some places they'll need to replace a bridge. Other places they'll move a road. There's no one answer. But the question is really, are we being clear and honest about what the risks are? And are we using science to evaluate our options for responding to those?